The new Patriotic Party is marking its anniversary on a rather low key by limiting its activities to one day. At the party's headquarters in Accra, party faithful were clad in party colors as they sing and dance to songs of the party. Some activities include a meeting by the National Council and an anniversary lecture which will be delivered by Professor Michael Okwei at the Osu Ebenezer Presby Hall. The anniversary lecture will be presided over by former President John Ajikun Kufo. Mr. Awuku said the party will also grant interviews to the media to throw more light on its achievements, challenges, and the way forward.
As a party, we've had our own fair share of challenges, we've had our own fair share of failures, and we've had our own fair share of success, just as in the life of any ordinary man. It was supposed to be a week-long celebration, but you and I are aware, and I also witnesses to the fact that in view of the court case that we do have, we decided to box all these activities into a day's event. So as we speak, the day is also being commemorated across the country.
Mr. Awuku said, the MPP has contributed towards making the country's election system as an example in West Africa. He noted that the MPP will use the celebration to honor various media houses for their live broadcast as well as lawyers who represented them in the 2012 election petition hearing.
We strongly believe that NPP has contributed towards making Ghana's electoral system at least approaching the best in Africa. From the days where we used to vote in opaque boxes, we introduced a transparent ballot box system. We fought strongly as a political party to help us as a country have this picture identification for our electoral system. We fought so hard to ensure that we also come to terms with the biometric registration and verification and for the voting system. We hope that in moving forward, we'll be able to add more to our electoral credibility as a country. We will also have the opportunity to award the people we call foot soldiers of our democracy, the lawyers who also stood by the petitioners and the party, never took a dime from the party, and also for closing their chambers for the whole legal year, and to lay also their lives for this all-important petition.
The Deputy Communications Director Sami Awuku reaffirmed the party's commitment to peace and acceptance of the Supreme Court's verdict.
Georgette Cole and Fafa Kenchiji reporting.